Hello, everyone. Connor here. Welcome back to Science Unscripted.
And Gabe.
You know, we have talked on this show before about something called passive immunization, the idea that if I've had COVID-19, that I can donate my plasma, my antibodies, to someone else to help them fight the infection while they have it.
You know what would be better? If a medication were created that worked the same way.
Science Unscripted.
Hello, my name is Stefan Dübel. I'm a professor at the University of Braunschweig, and I'm a member of a team which has developed an antibody which can protect cells against the entry of the coronavirus.
Stefan, would somebody be taking this antibody before getting the coronavirus or after the infection started?
The medication would also protect healthy people from being infected because it works immediately in the same way your natural antibody in your blood would work in protecting. So we can protect doctors and nurses, but we also plan first to treat patients who are already have the disease.
One question I have is about the risks or the side effects. I mean, it sounds good if you block a cell off so the coronavirus can't get in, but it's kind of like, you know, you can block my nose off so that a virus can't get in there, but then I can't breathe anymore. No oxygen can come in. What are the risks?
I think it's a very safe medication, at least in the prediction. We cannot know until we tested it in the clinic, but it works exactly the same way than our own body's molecule work because it's one of these molecules. It's taken out of our body. It's taken out of a healthy donor. So there is no difference to the molecules our own body makes anyway in response to the coronavirus. It's the same molecule.
So, Stefan, why not just use blood plasma or passive immunization, as it's called, which has already been proven to work?
Yes, the advantage in contrast to plasma is that we only have the active ingredient. We don't have any other antibodies a person may have. As you know, there can also be antibodies which enhance the infectivity. These are, of course, not in our medication because we have only the molecule which is protective. And we produce that in the highest possible purity and without any blood constituents and blood contaminations in it. And this is a technology I have invented 30 years ago, which is now coming very handy to make these human antibodies very quickly.
You invented this technology?
Among other people, there were three groups in the world inventing that within the same year, and I'm one of the inventors, yes. It's called antibody phage display.
Where does this new research, where does it stack up against other labs and what other teams are doing around the world? And are you in the middle of the pack? Are you the leader, or is it a race at all?
Well, it's a race in favor of the patients, and it's good that there are many people trying to do that because it has to be still shown in the clinic that a particular antibody works. And we don't know a lot about that disease, so it's good to have several different approaches. And in respect of where we are, I can say that we are in the top kind of, I believe, in the top 10 or top 5 in the world because we just had the technology sitting around. We are not the coronavirus experts. I have done nothing with corona before, but we just saw the opportunity to help here because we have made with our technology successfully neutralizing antibodies.
Time is of the essence here, Stefan. When could we have a medicine?
This medicine has to be clinically tested and then approved. And typically, this at least takes 2 years, but we have a crash program where we think we can bring it into the clinical testing within half a year. So it will not be available before because it just has to be tested for safety and all these factors. But if it goes quickly, it can be produced in large amounts in spring next year if everything goes well in the clinic.
And that was Stefan Dübel talking to us from Braunschweig. He wanted to emphasize, by the way, that his team is responsible for doing what they've done. He said they worked weekends, they worked through Easter, they've been working overtime. Those are the kinds of people, the scientists, the researchers, who are making these medicines possible.
Science Unscripted.